们即将完成列王记上的读经。
Since we just finished our Bible study of First Kings.
趁着最新鲜的时候，我们来做个复习。
Since it's still fresh in our minds, let's do a quick review.
这列王记上简单的用两个字，就是分裂。
First Kings can be summed up in one word, and that's divided.
就是这个以色列人他们分成两个国家。
Meaning that the Israelites they were separated into two kingdoms.
所以一想到列王记上就是国家分裂成两个。
So when we think of First Kings, we can think of how one nation was divided into two.
那我花中文的讲义，他花英文的讲义。
And there's some notes, one in Chinese, one in English.
首先，这《列王记上》我们很难去看出来说谁是作者。
First of all, it's very difficult to identify the author in First Kings.
那整个《列王记上》它涵盖着120年。
And First Kings covers a span of 120 years.
所以我们只能够说，有人去编辑，那他根据几个来源做编辑。
And so we can say that there are a couple of there are a couple of authors, and someone compiled all the writings together.
因为大部分都在记载当时的王的一些事迹。
Because there are a lot of recordings regarding what the kings are doing.
所以我们讲义有列出来，大概有三个，基本上有三个来源。这个做这个编辑的人，他根据什么这个来源来做这个编辑。
So we can say that in the notes that there are three sources which they take to compile this book.
它整个背景就是从这个很强盛的大卫、所罗门王这两个王之后呢，国家分裂成两个。
And then we know the background is it started off as a kingdom of a very strong kingdom in times of David and Solomon, and then, but afterwards it was divided into two.
那这样国家分裂不但是在地理上分成两个，而且呢，在这个信仰上也是分裂成两个。
And when we speak of the division of the kingdoms, it's not just a mere division of the land, but also a division of their faith.
因为北边的以色列几乎是他们的信仰几乎就我们说是信仰破产。
And because when we speak of the northern kingdom, the Israelites, we can say that they failed in their faith.
因为在第一个王那个耶罗伯安，他就为百姓造了这个金牛犊。
Because the first king of the northern kingdom, he set up two golden cows for the people to worship.
那以后又跟这个王，又跟这个外邦的外邦的公主结婚，那又把异教带进国内。
And later on, the kings also married other nations, the daughters of other nations, therefore also bringing in heresies.
那其实这个是从所罗门王就开始有这样的情形。
But we also know that this happened in the time of Solomon as well.
所以整个列王记上它记载的是从所罗门王开始当王是在971 BC.
And this, the first kings, it starts with, in the beginning of Solomon's reign in 971 BC.
一直到这个北朝的亚哈谢王是851 BC.
And all the way until the king Joahaz of the northern kingdom,which is about 851 BC.
所以这当中经过了120年。
So there's a 100, this covers a 120 year span.
好，那在这一段时间里头有一个重要的年代啊，我们可以的话，你把它稍微记起来。
And in this span, there's an important date that we can all remember.
哦，就是931 BC 啊，在这一年，这个国家分成南朝啊，南边跟北边。
And that is 931 BC, and this is the year the kingdom was divided into the northern nation and the southern nation.
哦，就是所罗门王死了，他的儿子罗波安来当王的时候。
And this is when King Solomon died, and his son Rehoboam became king.
哦，所以931 BC 啊，这是圣经历史里头的一个重要的年代。
So 931 BC, this is an important historical date in the Bible.
哦，在这一年，以色列国这个以色列分成两个国家。
Because it is at this year the nation was divided into two kingdoms.
好，那我列出了三个重要经节，我们看一下《列王纪上》第二章。
There are a couple of important verses. Let's turn to them in 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记上第二章十二节。
In 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 12.
这里说所罗门做他父亲大卫的位，他的国甚是坚固。
Verse 12, so Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established.
所以所罗门王接续大卫来当王，那时候国家还是很强盛，而且很富足。
So at the time when King Solomon became king,The kingdom is still very strong and firmly established.
我们再看第九章第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 9, verse 4.
第九章第四节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
啊，请念。
Chapter 9, verse 4. As for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked with integrity of heart and uprightness, doing according to all that I have commanded you, and keeping my statutes and ordinances.
第五节。
Verse 5, then I will establish your throne over Israel forever, as I promised your father David, saying, there shall not fail you a successor on the throne of Israel.
哦，这个是神对所罗门王，哦，再一次的来提醒他。
And this is a second reminder God gave to Solomon.
哦，这也是在提醒这个神跟大卫之间所立的约。
And this also is a reminder of the covenant God made with his father David.
就是如果能够很存着诚实正直的心来遵守神的教训，那么这个国家就会一直得到神的带领，神的祝福。
Saying that as long as he has an upright heart and follows all the commandments, then the kingdom will continue to be strong.
那这个国家平安太平，那这个王位就会一代传一代。
Or the kingdom will have peace, and because there is peace, therefore the kingdom will be passed on from successor to successor.
哦，所以是一个很简单、很清楚、很重要的一个原则。
So this is a very simple and very clear and important principle.
哦，我们每一个家庭就好像是一个小小的国家。
And our families today can be considered as a small nation.
哦，如果我们能够照着这个清楚、简单、重要的原则来经营我们的家啊，或者我们的教会，同样的，我们会蒙神的带领跟祝福。
And if our families can also follow these commandments, these are simple, important, and clear commandments, then our families will also have the abundance of God.
哦，所以我挑选这两个经节作为整个列王记上的重要的经节。
So I chose, that's why I chose these two verses as the key verses in 1 Kings.
哦，那整个列王记上有22章。
There are 22 chapters in 1 Kings.
哦，那我们可以把它很大要大概的把它分成两个部分。
And we can more or less divide this into two sections.
哦，第一个部分主要在讲到这个所罗门王。
The first section is talking about King Solomon.
哦，他是大卫的儿子。
He is the son of David.
哦，但是所罗门王到他晚年的时候啊，他对神失去了那个热心跟忠心。
But we also know that as King Solomon grew old, he lost the original faith and love he had for God.
哦，那他死后国家就分成两个。
And after his death, the kingdom was divided into two.
哦，所以列王记上的下半部分就是在记载着这个并行的这两个国家。
So the second half of 1 Kings talks about the competing two nations.
哦，那也记载着这两个国家的信仰的情形。
It also talks about the faith of these two nations.
哦，那我们再把第一部分再做 比较详细的分段。
So we'll first cover more in depth the first section.
所以从第一章第一节一直到十一章的结束，这个就国家还是一个的时候，还是一个联合的王国。
So from chapters 1 to 11, the kingdom was still together as one nation.
那当时的王就是所罗门王。
And the king at the time was King Solomon.
所以第一个段落从一节一章一节到二章四十六节。
So the first section from chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 11 verse
到二章四十六节。
Chapter 2 verse 46.
这个在讲到所罗门王他当了。这个以色列的王。
It talks about how Solomon was established as king.
那我们知道那个过程一开始并不是那么的顺利。
We know that the beginning of his of the succession was not very smooth.
因为大卫不是只有所罗门王一个儿子。
Because David did not just have one son, Solomon.
其他还有其他的孩子，有人认为说他应该当王。
There, he had another son who thought that he should be king.
我们请看列王记上第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 1.
第一章第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5. Chapter 1 verse 5. Now Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself saying, I will be king. He prepared himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him.
第六节。
Verse 6. His father had never at any time displeased him by asking, why have you done this and so? He was also a very handsome man. He was born next after Absalom.
这个大卫的儿子之一啊，这个亚多尼亚，他没有得到父亲要传位给他，他自己想当王。
And Adonijah, David never said for Adonijah to be king, but he proclaimed himself to be king.
要当王这是一件大事情啊。
And to be king, this is a very important matter.
但是对这个亚多尼亚，他就好像觉得说我应该当王，他就开始去进行。
But it seems like here Adonijah just exalted himself saying, I will be king, and he began to do so.
他为什么他会是这样子？
And why would he do this?
第六节说这个大卫如果以第六节来看，大卫很宠，放纵宠爱这个孩子。
And from verse 6, we can see that David, he really loves the son almost to a point of spoiling him.
所以才会让他当王，这个不是一个开玩笑的事情。
That to be king is not a matter of a joking matter.
那当然，每一个人都想要得到地位。因为有地位就有名声，甚至就有财富。
And because here everyone is striving for a position, because with position comes status, with status comes power and wealth.
但是我们也看到亚多尼亚这一个人啊，他真的是不成熟。
But we also see here that Adonijah, he is a little immature.
要当王，你至少要去问大卫说，父亲，你能不能把王位？传给我。
Even if he wanted to be king, he should have went to David first and asked him, "Can I have the king, kingship?"
他的这个举动其实应该是很不成熟、很幼稚的举动。
But rather here, his actions are very immature.
但是这个所罗门才是大卫所指定要继承王位的。
But rather, it's Solomon who David has appointed to be the successor of the throne.
那当然在整个过程里头，这是神的命定，所以有先知来帮忙这一件事情。
And in this process, there is also the will of God, and therefore there are prophets who are also there to promote this.
那再来第二段呢，就讲在谈到这个所罗门王，他的这种兴盛的情形。
So the second subsection talks about the rise of Solomon as king.
就是从三章一节到八章六十六节。
Starting from chapter 3 verse 1 to chapter 8 verse 66.
那在这当中，有几个重点。
And here there are a couple of points.
第一个重点就是所罗门王他求智慧。
And here the first point is Solomon's request for wisdom.
我们请看列王记上三章。
Let's take a look at 1 Kings chapter 3.
第三章第九节。
Chapter 3 verse 9. Verse 9. Give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people?
因为神 在梦中向所罗门王显现。
And because God appeared to Solomon in a dream.
哦，神对所罗门王说：“你愿我赐给你什么，你可以求。”
And here's God asked Solomon, saying that you could whatever ask and it should be given to you.
哦，那这个所罗门王啊，他没有求其他的，他求能够治理国家的这种智慧。
But Solomon here, he did not ask for anything except to have the wisdom to govern the people.
哦，所以这个很得神的喜悦。
And this is very pleasing to God.
哦，神也将他所没有求的也要赐给他。
Therefore, God also gave him everything that he did not ask for too.
那所以，因为所罗门成为一个最有智慧的王，哦，所以整个国家也更加的强盛跟富有。
And because King Solomon was the wisest king, therefore the kingdom continued to strengthen itself.
哦，那另外一件重要的事情就是所罗门他来建造圣殿。
The other important aspect or thing that Solomon did was to build the temple.
本来是他的父亲大卫有这样的心愿要为神建造圣殿。
And originally it is David who had a desire to build a temple for God.
哦，但是神没有让大卫来做这件事情，但是神应许说你的儿子会来做这件事情。
And God didn't, even though God did not give David the opportunity to do this, but this was opportunity was passed down to his son Solomon.
哦，所以真的在所罗门当王的时候，很快的啊，就用七年的时间来为神建造了圣殿。
So indeed that Solomon very quickly built the temple in 7 years.
那所罗门王他因为很富有，所以他不但建造圣殿，他也为自己建了很宏伟的宫殿。
And we know that Solomon had a lot of riches, so therefore, not only did he build a temple, but he also built a very nice palace for himself.
那有关所罗门王的第三段，就是他在信仰上的退步。
And the last phase of King Solomon's life was his decline.
虽然在第九章，神再一次的跟他强调这个神跟大卫之间所立的约。
That even in chapter 9, God once again re-emphasizes the covenant he has with David.
尤其九章四节五节，我们刚才所念过的那个简单清楚重要的那个原则。
Especially the principle that we just read in verses 4 and 5, this very clear, simple, and important principle.
但是所罗门王他并没有做到这个这么简单清楚重要的事情。
But Solomon was not able to follow this clear, simple, and important principle.
那其中一个很重要的原因就是他受了他所娶的这些外邦的公主的这种在信仰上的迷惑。
And one of the reasons why is because he was led astray by the many wives, the Gentile wives he had.
好，我们请看《列王记上》十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 11.
第三节。
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 3. Among his wives were 700 princesses and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away from his heart.
第四节。
Verse 4, for Solomon, when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not true to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David.
第五节。
Verse 5, for Solomon followed Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites.
那所以从这里的描述，我们看到所罗门王在他晚年他受了这些异教的这种迷惑。
So we see that when Solomon was old, his heart was led astray after these heresies.
那这成为一个对人们的一个很大的一个警戒。
And this is a warning for him as well as for ourselves.
我们的信仰也会受到旁边的环境跟人的冲击跟影响。
That oftentimes our own faith can be influenced or attacked by the things around us.
所罗门王虽然是一个有智慧的王，但是 他还是受了影响。
That even though Solomon was the wise, was considered as the wisest king, but he was still influenced.
这是一件很悲哀、很可惜的事情。
This is very regretful and pitiful.
所以既然他违背了神所以他就要受到他应该有的这个管教。
And because he disobeyed God, therefore he was also punished by God.
所以他的晚年国家就开始显示出来一些的动荡不平安。
And therefore, after all of this, the later part of his reign, he came across many times of revolt and unprosperousness.
那当然，最后他也是要离世的。
And in the end, he still passed away.
这个是整个列王记上的第一个大段。
And this is the first major section of First Kings.
那第二个大段就从十二章第一节开始。
Second major section begins in chapter 12, verse 1.
当然，最重要的事情就是国家分裂。
Of course, the most important thing was the division of the kingdom.
那这个国家分裂的原因，演因的话就是所罗门王的这个违背神。
And the cause of this division stems from King Solomon's disobedience to God.
那再来的原因就是那个继承所罗门当王的那个他的儿子那个罗伯安王。
And then it also records the succession of the kingdom to his son Rehoboam.
那这个罗伯安他不愿意采纳这个所罗门所留下来那些老臣给他的建议。
And Rehoboam was unwilling to follow the advice of the old advisors of Solomon.
他采用跟他一起长大的这些少年人给他的建议。
But rather, he heeded the advice of the advisors that he grew up with, the young advisors he grew up with.
所以国家就分裂了。
And because of this, the kingdom was divided.
所以就开始了北朝那个耶罗波安的统治。
And then it was divided into a northern kingdom led by Jeroboam.
那南边就是罗波安王的统治。
And in the southern kingdom,was continued to be led by Rehoboam.
那这个就从十二章一直记载到十四章的结束。
And this is recorded in chapters 12 to 14.
那列王记上十五章就谈到这个南边犹大王朝的两个王。
And then in chapter 15, it talks about two following kings of Judah.
那就是这个罗伯安的所传给他的儿子这个亚比央以及后来的亚撒王。
And it records of the Rehoboam's son Abijam and also his son Asa.
那在同样的那一个时代里头，北边他换了五个王。
And in the same period, the northern kingdom switched five kings.
从十五章到这个十六章的二十八，十五章二十五节到十六章二十八节。
Starting from chapter 15, verse 25 to 16, verse 28.
这五个王，第一个拿达，他是耶罗波安的儿子。
The first king was Nadab. He was the son of Jeroboam.
然后接下来这个巴沙，他就篡位。
And also led to Baasha, who took over the kingdom.
那巴沙有传给他的儿子以拉。
And Baasha, he gave the kingdom over to his son Elah.
那接下来这个新利这个一个将军，他又篡了位。
And then there is another dynasty or another kingdom, another person took over conquered the throne, and that was Zimri.
那这个叫新利那他的当王的时间是最短的。
And Zimri, his reign was the shortest among all kings.
马上他又被另外一个叫暗利来夺了这个王位。
Because almost as soon as he became king, another person called Omri overtook the throne and took over the kingship.
那我们最有印象的以色列王之一就是亚哈王。
And perhaps the most memorable king, northern king, was King Ahab.
那这个亚哈就是这个暗利的儿子。
And Ahab was the son of Omri.
那这个亚哈之所以这么有名他不是好的有名，他是坏的坏的出名。
And we know that Ahab was not famous, but rather infamous.
那当然，记载有关亚哈的事情也用了很长的篇幅，用了好几章来记载他的事情。
And there are multiple chapters attributed to Ahab's reign.
那这就是在 这个第二大段里头的第四小段。
And this is the second subsection in the, the fourth subsection in the second major section.
哦，就是从十六章二十九节到整个节啊，二十二章的四十节。
And it starts from chapter 16 verse 29 until the end chapter 22 verse 40.
哦，这几章在记载着亚哈的这个统治。
And all records the reign of Ahab.
哦，首先这个亚哈的罪。
First, it records the sin of Ahab.
请看列王记上十六章三十节。
Let's first turn to First Kings chapter 16 verse 30. Verse 30, Ahab son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him.
哦，这里说他比以前的王，这个还要不好。
So we see that here he is more evil than any of the kings before him.
哦，再看三十三节。
Let's also look at verse 33. Ahab also made a sacred pole. Ahab did more to provoke the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, than all that had all the kings of Israel who were before him.
哦，他的恶行也是更惹神的这个愤怒。
And his evilness was made God even angrier.
哦，那在这样一个信仰上很黑暗的一个时代。
So at this very dark time in history.
哦，那神也在这样的时代里头兴起了他的先知啊，就是以利亚。
It is also during this time God rose a prophet called Elijah.
哦，那以利亚被我们称为是最有能力的先知之一。
Elijah, we can consider as one of the most capable or able prophets.
哦，所以对以利亚的这个侍奉，在圣经里头也做了很详细的记载。
And that's why there's also many chapters describing everything Elijah did.
哦，从列王记上十七章一直到十九章，记载着以利亚的侍奉。
Ever since chapter 17 to verse 19, it all describes what Elijah did.
哦，那在记载亚哈这个王朝当中，也记载了他们跟他们旁边的国家亚兰国之间的这一种关系跟征战。
And then also during this Ahab's reign, it also describes the wars that King Ahab had with the Arameans.
哦，那对亚哈的记载有两件特别的事情。
And there are two specific instances where the Bible specifically mentions.
啊，第一个就是对这个拿伯的这个谋害。
The first is how Ahab framed Naboth.
哦，虽然不是他动手的，但是是从他而来的。
And even though it was not King Ahab who laid his hand on Naboth, but it was from King Ahab's intention.
哦，那为了这个事情，先知也重重的来责备这个亚哈王。
And also, is during this time the prophet also rebuked Ahab.
哦，那也几乎只有这一次，亚哈在神的面前来自卑。
And it was also one of this time, one of the few time, or it was also at this time where Ahab also humbled himself.
好，我们请看列王记上二十一章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 21.
二十五节。
Verse 25. Verse 25. Indeed, there is no one like Ahab who sold himself to do what was evil in the sight of the Lord, urged on by his wife Jezebel.
哦，这个先知用这样的描述哈，说亚哈他自卖哈，他出卖自己。
And here, the Bible, the prophet, describes it as how Ahab sold himself.
哦，我们常常是被别人出卖哈，那这个亚哈是自己把自己出卖。
Or how he betrayed himself. Oftentimes we are betrayed by someone else, but it is here at this time, the prophet said that Ahab betrayed himself. 哦，
那所以在这一次啊，让我们看二十七节。
Let's also look at verse 27. When Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth over his bare flesh. He fasted, laid in the sackcloth, and went around dejectedly.
哦，看起来他知道他不对。
And here it seems like he understood that he did something wrong.
哦，但是很可惜啊，他并没有改。
But it's very unfortunate that he did not change himself.
哦，因为他并没有归 回头归向神。
Because he did not return and go back to God to follow God, following God.
哦，虽然他认错了，但是他没有改变。
That even though he knew, he admitted his wrong, but he did not change himself.
哦，所以接下来我们看他还是继续的走错误的道路。
So we see later on he continues to follow the wrong path.
哦，所以他的死也是很。很特别的一种死。
Therefore, he also had a very interesting death.
我们看22章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
22章的27节。
Chapter 22, verse 27. Verse 27, and say thus, says the king, put this fellow in prison, and feed him on the reduced rations of the bread and water until I come in peace.
在亚哈死之前啊，他还这样子在虐待神的一个先知。
And here, even on the eve of his death, he is still mistreating God's prophet.
所以他虽然在前面他有自卑认错，但是他没有悔改的行为。
But even though we see in the beginning he humbled himself, he admitted what he did was wrong, but he did not change himself.
所以在27节这里他。虐待神的先知。
And so here he mistreated the prophet of the Lord.
28节。
Verse 28, Micaiah said, If you return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, Hear you peoples, all of you.
但是这个神的先知啊，他也是很勇敢的。
So here the God prophet, we see he's very brave.
他对亚哈王说，你绝对不会平平安安的回来。
And here he says that to King Ahab, you will not return in peace.
好，我们请看34节。
Now let's skip to verse 34. Verse 34, But a certain man drew his bow and unknowingly struck the king of Israel between the scale armor and the breastplate. So he said to the driver of the chariot, turn around and carry me out of battle, for I am wounded.
这要征战的时候，亚哈还特别的脱掉他的王服，让人不知。看不出来他是国王。
So here, King Ahab even deceptively took off his royal robes, gave them to someone else, and put on a normal soldier's robe so that people would not know he was the king.
他不会成为人家要攻击的目标。
So that this way he would not be the focus of everyone's attack.
但是有一个人只是随便开个弓，那个弓箭就这么刚好射到这个亚哈。而且射入他的甲缝当中。
But seems like even in battle, just a random person pulled back his bow, fired an arrow, and it struck at a place where he was not between his scale armor.
虽然他没有穿王服。
That even though he did not wear the kingly robes.
但是他还是国王。
But he is still the king.
所以啊，他应该有最好的保护。
So therefore, he must have the best armor.
但是那个弓箭就刚好射入那个可以那个有缝隙的地方。
But it just seems like this arrow found a crack within his armor.
那他受了重伤，而且就死了。
And therefore, he was mortally wounded, and then he died.
那最后22章就提到这个南朝的。耶沙法王跟北朝亚哈的儿子亚哈谢。
And then finally, this chapter concludes with Jehoshaphat taking over the reign in Judah, and Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, taking over the reign in Israel.
这大概就整个列王记上。
And this covers all of First Kings.
那接下来我们看到这个列王记上的这个主题跟结论。
So let's study the theme and summary of First Kings.
虽然无论是南朝北朝都有他们的王。
And even though, and whether it is the Northern Kingdom or Southern Kingdom, they all had kings.
但是他们都是神的选民，神的百姓。
But they are all chosen by God and considered as God's people.
所以神才是他们真正的王。
So God is still their true king.
顺服神的就得着祝福。
That those who followed God will be blessed by God.
那神会刑罚那些不顺服的人。
And God will punish those who did not follow God.
那当然，如果有人知道错而悔改，神是会原谅、会赦免。
Yeah, but if it also in the same way, if someone admits their wrong and repents, God will have mercy on them.
那当我们读完了整本书之后
，And after studying this entire book,
我们通常可以有两个 方向来做一些思考跟整理一下。
There are two aspects which we can organize the book.
第一个就想到对他们当时是有什么意义。
And the first is to try to understand from the aspect of how does this help or benefit the people at the time.
那另外一个我们就想到我们今天这过去的事情，或者圣经里头的一本书对我们今天有什么意义。
And the second aspect we can think about is how this book that occurred in the past, how does it give meaning to our life today?
对当时来讲，所罗门王的圣殿是一件很重要的一个建筑。
So for the people at the time, the establishment of the temple was a very important accomplishment.
那是成为他们信仰的一个重要的中心。
It centralized the faith of all the people.
他们在那边做崇拜，在那边祷告。
They spent time there to worship, to pray.
我们请看列王记上第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 8.
列王记上八章二十七节。
First Kings chapter 8, verse 27. Verse 27, But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, much less this house that I have built.
这是所罗门王他在信仰还没有堕落之前，他的一个很清楚的认识。
And here, this is what King Solomon understood before the decline of his faith.
虽然他建造了这个这么伟大的一个建筑物。
That even though he built this magnificent building.
但是他知道，这跟神的伟大比起来，这个是很渺小的。
But still, when compared to the great glory and magnificence of God, this is still very small.
但是这个圣殿却有很重要的意义跟效果在里头。
But still, this building can hold a very important meaning and have a great impact.
二十八节。
Let's look at verse 28. Regard your servant's prayer and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you today.
二十九节。
29, that your eyes may be open night and day toward this house, the place of which you said, My name shall be there.That you may heed the prayer that your servant prays toward this place.
这个圣殿成为他们信仰的一个很重要的一个象征，甚至跟这个中心。
And so we can see that this temple now has become a very important, centralized focus and place for their faith.
看到圣殿就想到神。
That when they see the temple, they can think of God.
来到圣殿就想到敬畏神。
When they come to the temple, they think about worshiping God.
在困难当中来到圣殿。就有那个蒙垂听的那种信心。
Now, when they have issues or problems, they come to this place, they pray to God, and they have the hope of deliverance.
那第二个重点就是看到所罗门王他受了这些异教的影响，而这个受迷惑去归向别神。
And the second thing we can learn from Solomon is that.Of his decline and how he turned to other gods and how his faith eventually turned to other gods.
那第三个我们看到为什么这个王国在罗伯安王的手中分裂了。
And then we can also see how the kingdom was divided when King Rehoboam's time.
如何有智慧的去采纳意见。这个变得很重要。
That we have to heed the advice of those who are wise.
那如何来讲话？这个也变得很重要。
And also how to correctly speak is also very important.
那从出埃及一直到这个列王记上我们看到这个神的百姓他们有神给他们颁布的这些律法跟诫命。
And we see that ever since they exited from Egypt until First Kings, how God gave them commandments to follow.
那整个历史里头都很清楚的看到神怎样跟他们同在，跟带领他们。
And also, this history tells us very importantly how God led them and guided them.
但是从列王记上我们看到这些神的百姓，他们却也被这个异教来引诱被异教所吸引。
But we also see in this chapter how the people themselves were tempted and led astray by other gods.
那就让我们一个看到说 人真的是很脆弱，啊，人真的是啊，这个很软弱。
This helps us understand that indeed life is fragile and weak.
哦，真的是在走这个信仰的道路啊，我们需要神的怜悯啊，我们自己要很谨慎的来走。
Indeed, we have to have the mercy of God and walk our steps very carefully.
哦，我们参考一下列王记上十八章十八节。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 18, verse 18. Chapter 18, verse 18. He answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals.
哦，这个亚哈王啊，他离弃神，他去这个随从巴利。
So here,
亚哈王
King Ahab, strayed from God and sought after another god, Baal.
哦，所以呀、啊。许许多多的百姓都跟着王随从巴力。
And therefore, many of the people also followed the king's faith.
二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21. Verse 21. Elijah then came near all the people and said, How long will you go limping with two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. The people did not answer him a word.
这个以利亚先知要百姓做一个选择。
Here, Elijah wanted the people to make a choice.
哦，这里说百姓一言不答。
Here, the Bible says the people did not say one word.
哦，可见他们受这个异教的影响跟吸引是很深的。
Meaning that they are probably very, they were very attracted toward this other god.
第五个对当时的意义啊，我们看到说。从这个列王的事迹里头，我们看到遵守神的吩咐跟不遵守神的吩咐，那个结果是很明显的。
And the second meaning that we can take from this book, the fifth meaning we can take from the book is we can see the great differences between those who follow God's commandments and those who do not.
哦，那第六个，当我们在读以利亚，哦，他所传的警告以及他所行的神迹。
And the second meaning that we can take or teaching we can take is Elijah. The sixth teaching we can take is Elijah's messages and his messages throughout the book. 哦，
如果我们来看的话，那是一个很强烈的警告。
And if we look closely, these are very strong warnings.
哦，那是很大的神迹。
And we see that these are also great miracles.
哦，但是国王百姓有没有回转归向神呢？
But did the people turn back and follow God?
哦，国王没有回转，百姓。也就没有回转。
If the king did not turn back and follow God, the people will not turn back and follow God.
哦，所以我们可以也可以想象得到，当时在信仰上真的是很堕落、很低落。
So we can see that indeed it is a true decline in how low the people's faiths were.
哦，这么大的神迹也叫不醒他们。
That such a great miracle cannot awaken their faith in God.
这么有力的信息也没有办法叫醒他们。
Such a strong message cannot reignite their faith in God.
哦，所以第七项。啊，就看到说这种没有悔改的犯罪者，一定会面对着严厉的处置。
So if we look at the seventh teaching, the sin of an unrepentant person will be handled very harshly.
那再来，我们看看对我们今天的意义是什么。
So those are the teachings or the teachings of the people for the people that day. Now we'll look at the teachings of the people today.
啊，第一个，我们能够认识。主耶稣基督，他是万王之王。
The first is that we have to recognize that Christ is the King of Kings.
那这个所罗门王是最有智慧的一个王。
We know that Solomon was the wisest king on earth.
哦，所以当时的那个南方的女王啊，他还慕名而来。
Therefore, the queen of the south even made a special trip to see the wisdom of Solomon.
哦，那在马太福音十二章四十二节说。有一个人比这个所罗门还更伟大。
But here we also know that in Matthew chapter 12 verse 42, the Bible also records that there is someone who is greater than Solomon here today.
哦，那当然就是主耶稣基督。
And of course, this is Lord Jesus Christ.
所罗门第二个哈，所罗门王他建造了那个很宏伟的圣殿。
And we also know that King Solomon he made a very beautiful temple.
哦，那在那里来敬拜神，应该充满着那种神的同在，神的感动。
And the people who go there to worship, the house should be filled with praise and the worship of the people.
有圣殿，照说他们的信仰应该不会堕落。
And with this temple, theoretically, the faith of the people should not decline.
哦，但是事实上并不是这样子。
But in reality, this is not true.
哦，所以神不是只是在所谓的圣殿跟人来会面。
So therefore, God does not just meet, abide with the people in the temple.
哦，今天我们知道神他更是要内住在我们。内住在我们里面，在我们当中。
But we also know today that God wants to live inside all of our hearts.
哦，是的，我们建设教会，包括着这个硬体的建设。
And indeed, even though our church, when we speak of our church, it also encompasses our chapel and this building.
哦，但是这个不是最重要的。
But this building is not the most important.
哦，再好的场所，不一定等于神的同在，神的感动。
That we might have a beautiful chapel, but it may not represent God's abidance. 哦，
这要紧的还是我们的言语行为所表现出来跟神的关系。
But rather, what is more important may be our motivation and also our actions reflect that of God.
哦，所以更重要的是人。不是这个建筑物。
What's more important are the people and not the building.
哦，所以保罗才会说，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
That's why Paul said that our bodies are the temple of God.
哦，那第三个啊，人的人性啊是容易倾向于拒绝帮助，而我做我想要做的事。
And the third meaning we can take is it is human nature to reject help and to do things our way.
哦，我们常常会有这样的举动，我才不管任何人，我还是做我要做的事。
Oftentimes we might think that I don't care what anyone says, I'm still going to do it myself or my way.
哦，一个很典型的例子就是北朝的第一个王。
And this is a very clear example is the what the northern king did, the first northern king did.
请看《列王纪上》十三章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 13.
列王纪上十三章。三十三节。
First Kings chapter chapter
十三章三十三节。
Chapter 13 verse 34.
三十三。
Chapter 13 verse 33. Even after this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but made priests for the high places again, from among all the people, and any who wanted to be priests, he consecrated for the high places.
三十四。
Also verse 34. This matter became sin to the house of Jeroboam, as to cut it off. And to destroy it from the face of the earth.
哦，为了这个耶罗伯安王的错误啊，神还特别差派从南边差派一个神人，啊，去指证他。
And just because of Jeroboam's sin, God especially sent a man of God from the south, southern kingdom, to go and warn Jeroboam.
哦，这三十三节说，虽然经过这样的事情啊，这个王他还是不离开他的恶道。
And here in verse 33, it talks about even after all this, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way.
哦，这是人很容易有的倾向。
And this is something that's very common we find in man.
哦，我不管别人怎么讲，我照做。
That I don't care what anyone says, I'm still going to do it my way.
哦，我们到处可以看到这种人，包括我们自己。
And we can see this all around us, even perhaps ourselves.
哦，所以第四个就讲到说，我们应当立志啊，寻求跟随。智慧的忠告。
That's why the fourth meaning talks about commit ourselves to seeking and following wise counsel.
哦，首先我们要去听哦智慧的话，这个智慧的忠告。
First, we have to be willing to listen to the wise counsel and wise advice.
哦，那我们才能够进一步的走在这个智慧的道路上面。
And by doing so, then we can walk on the path of wisdom.
那第五个。我们看到说人生的一个最高的一个目标之一啊，就是顺服神。
Now in the fifth meaning we can take as the highest goal in life is to obey the Lord.
哦，甚至我们可以说，我们如果忽略了神的原则，我们很难有一个美好的人生。
And that we cannot have a good life if we ignore the God's commandments.
哦，但是我们很容易根据我们的喜好，我们来扭曲了。啊，这个神的教训。
And oftentimes we let our personal desires distort God's God's word.
哦，我们很容易因为自己眼前的利益，我们来扭曲了神的教训，神的原则。
And oftentimes, for the sake of our own benefit, we would also distort God's word.
这个北朝第一个王耶罗波安，他为什么会去设立两个金牛犊？
And the first northern king, Jeroboam, why would he set up these two, golden calves? 哦，
他难道不知道神的原则吗？
Does he not know the principle of God?
哦，他知道，但是他为什么还是去做？
He of course he knew, but why did he continue in this path?
哦，因为他比较看重自己的利益。
Because he paid more. His priority was his own benefit.
哦，他还是要拜神。
He still wanted to worship a god.
哦，但是他用妥协折中的办法。
But he compromised everything to do so.
哦，他为了保护自己已经拥有的政治的利益。
That he compromised everything to protect his own status.
哦，所以这一种政治利益，所谓的地位，对人来讲，真的有时候很多时候是很可怕的。
And oftentimes, politics or man's ambition, we know is something that's very frightening.
哦，可以牺牲朋友，可以牺牲别人，甚至牺牲那最重要的信仰。
It can sacrifice man's ambition, may be able to sacrifice our friends or ourselves or even our faith.
这个耶罗波安王他就是牺牲自己那种应该有的纯正的信仰。
And here we see Jeroboam, he sacrificed the faith that he should have had.
我们请看列王记上十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
26节。
Chapter 12 verse 26.Then Jeroboam said to himself, Now the kingdom may well revert to the house of David.
27.
Verse 27, if this people continues to go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, the king of this people will turn again to their master, King Rehoboam of Judah. They will kill me and return to the king Rehoboam of Judah.
28.
28, so the king took counsel and made two calves of gold. He said to the people,You have gone to Jerusalem long enough. Here are your gods, O Israel, and he brought you up out of the land of Egypt.
哦，这个二十六节讲到耶罗波安，他就心里这样啊，心里说。
So here, in verse 26, we see Jeroboam told himself.
哦，然后二十八节他就计划，然后就去做。
And in verse 28, he made a plan and he carried it out.
哦，我们心里所想的，心里所告诉我们自己的。常常，它不是正确的。
And oftentimes, the what we say from our heart may not always be correct.
哦，常常我们心里告诉自己是因为我们的自私。
Oftentimes, the words that we hear from our heart come from our own selfishness.
哦，常常是因为我们为了利益而心里这样说。
Oftentimes, we say certain things in our heart are only for our own benefit.
哦，所以这是我们今天。还是要留意的地方。
So this is also something that we need to pay attention to.
哦，因为我们会照自己的喜爱、自己的利益来扭曲神的教训。
Because oftentimes, we will distort God's word due to our own benefits or our own ambitions.
哦，那第六个哈，我们很容易倾向于成为我们所敬拜的。
The sixth point is that we tend to become what we worship.
哦，今天我们看到有人为什么这样穿，有人为什么那样的戴。穿戴
today we see why we see different people wearing different clothes.
哦，因为他崇拜的人就是这样穿着，所以他跟着这样穿着。
And it's often because the things that they worship or the things that they idolize often wear those type of clothes. Therefore, the people who idolize them will also wear the same type of clothes.
哦，今天的偶像已经不一定只有在这个庙里头的那些。哦，那些雕刻。
That today's idols are not just the statues and statues in temples.
哦，所以我们人很容易倾向于成为我们所敬拜或崇拜的对象。
Therefore, we see how easy it is for us to become what we worship. 哦，
那所以啊，除了敬拜真神之外啊，否则啊，我们将成为我们所期待神的那个人或者那个东西的奴隶。
So unless we serve the true God, we'll become slaves to whatever takes God's place.
哦，这就是为什么今天好多的人他一定要跟着流行跑。
That's why today we see so many people who are following the trends of society.
哦，花了很多钱，花了很多的时间。
That they spend all their money or all their time.
哦，真的是成为所崇拜的对象的奴仆。
That they become a slave to what they worship.
哦，第七项哈，一个人跟神，他就是多数。
And the seventh meaning is one person plus God is a majority.
哦，那个跟在二十二章最后跟亚哈警告的那一个先知叫米该亚。
And in chapter First Kings chapter 22, there is a prophet who gave warning to Ahab. His name is Micaiah.
好，我们请看二十二章十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 22, verse 13. Verse 13, the messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, "Look, the words of the prophets with one accord are favorable to the king. Let your word be like the word of one of them and speak favorably."
十四节。
Verse 14, but Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak."
哦，这个米该亚到亚哈王面前之前呢，就有人跟他提醒。
So even before Micaiah went to the king, there is someone who told him.
哦，已经有四百个先知啊，他们都是跟国王说好话。
There are 400 prophets who are already agreeing with what the king said.
哦，都说去跟亚兰人征战，一定得胜。
Saying that go fight against the Arameans, you will be victorious.
哦，所以这个人跟他提醒说，你要跟大家一样。说同样的话。
So this person, a messenger, said to him, "You should be like everyone else and agree with them."
哦，这个多数啊，总是带着啊，带着力量的。
Now we see that the majority carries influence.
哦，当然，很多时候我们是要这个啊，这个跟这个啊，这个服从这个多数。
And oftentimes we should follow the majority.
哦，但是在某些时候，我们个人跟神就是多数。
But oftentimes, there are instances where we ourselves just one person, but if we add God, we become the majority.
哦，就是十四节，米该亚说，神要我说什么，我就说什么。
Just like in verse 14, Micaiah said that as the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak.
哦，纵然我要说的跟其他四百个人是完全的相反，我还是多数的，所以我还是要说。
That even though I will speak something that is against all the other 400 people, I will still, as long as I speak what God wants me to speak, that I will become the majority.
那最后一项啊，就是我们啊，要离开错误，归向神。
And lastly, we can learn how we must turn away from sin and turn to God.
哦，这样我们才能够救我们自己，脱离将来那个最后的审判。
And only then can we be saved from judgment.
哦，当我们有过犯的时候。
And when we do something that is against God.
哦，如果有人来纠正我们，哦，我们要感谢对方，那是祝福。
And if anyone comes to correct us, we should thank them because that is a blessing.
哦，但是我们看到这个很多的王啊，他们并不是这样，并不是这样认为。
But we see that there are many kings who did not think like this.
哦，当他们被纠正的时候，他们并没有把它当成祝福。
That when they were corrected by other people, they did not think of it as a blessing.
哦，所以他们真的就落入审判。被咒诅里头。
So indeed, they fell into a judgment.
好，那这就是啊，我们对整个列王记上的复习。
And this is the review of First Kings.
啊，那当然，你回去之后，尤其是最后这两个项目哈，你可以再加很多进去。
And of course, we can go back home, and especially the last two point, the last two sections.Regarding the meanings, we can add a lot more.
那最后复习的问题哈，啊，一定会出给大家哈。这个我想跟列王记下的时候一起给大家。
And the review questions at the end, this will be given to everyone. And when we finish Second Kings, I'll just compile everything together.
好，我绝对不会忽略这个复习的。
And I will never forget these review questions.
哦，那希望你们也是能够很认真的做。
And of course, I also hope in the same way that everyone can also try their best to answer the questions.
好, 我们唱诗228首。
Let's sing hymn 228.